Hey, Kelvin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy, I'm not sure why, but traditionally, June 21st today has been the first day of summer. So
yeah.
Somebody that's in charge of when the first day is, some astronomer or somebody probably said it was yesterday. But, you know, just between you and me, today is going to be the first day of summer because
it was suggested to me that because we had a leap year or something, that might have had something to do with it.
Okay. I never noticed it like I noticed it yesterday, but I thought, oh my God, they're going to take away the first day of summer and do it on a Monday too. That's just over the top cruel, that is. But anyway, speaking of over the top, and that means we'll be beyond our 10-minute time limit that we've traditionally historically kept. We better get on with this SEO tips for today. And welcome to the Geier Cook Report to everyone in chat, to the people that are watching on YouTube, perhaps, people that are listening on one of the many iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker. And all of those are referenced in our show notes. As the one link you got to remember, and it's right there. Thanks for the graphic, Kelvin. It's the Geier Cook Report. .podbean.com. That does it all. You got it all right there. So if you go there, you'll have links for everything else that we reference in this show, all of the patrons, etc. And so, on that note, we're always going to make SEO information available on Tuesday. And one of the things that you've heard is that if you don't have time and you have the budget and you've got the team to do it with, you can hire an SEO. Okay, it's an acronym for search engine optimization, as you know, or it can be an acronym for search engine optimizer. That is the person that holds the reins of that stagecoach, if you will. I live out in the Wild West, what can I say? Then they're going to be the guys that are going to review your site content and structure. They're going to give you technical advice on your website development, for example, on your hosting, on redirects, on error pages and how to use JavaScript and so forth. They're going to help you with content development to keep you in touch with what you're promoting at different events and so forth. Management of online business development campaigns, how to set those campaigns up in Google Analytics, and that's a little bit different. Keyword research, SEO training. If you have staff that you want to get them up to speed, and why wouldn't you, then have that search engine optimizer be the go-to person for that training. How do you get that done? All of this is referenced and more in Google search results pages link that we've got there at the bottom in Search Console. It used to be called Webmaster Tools from Google. Now it's called Search Console. And the link for all of the information I just shared with you and much, much more is available there. But let's don't focus all of our energies just on Google, just on Webmaster Tools and think, well, we've got the job done, right? You'd think so.
You'd think so, yeah.
So on that note, getting a second opinion on things isn't a bad idea because it's often said, you've heard this before, two heads are better than one, etc. So consider getting Bing Toolbox Webmaster. That link is in the show notes and give that project a second look with the Bing search engine tools to have that much better of a spread of information perhaps. And you'll find out, oh my God, we got 21 clicks from Bing. How did that happen? I don't even promote them because some people have that set up as their default search and they just, you know, for whatever reason, don't change it. Perhaps they don't know how. So in summary, we talked about Google Webmaster Tools and then complementing that with a link into Bing. There you have it. There's two places that you can go to for search engine tips and search engine optimizer tips if you're going to outsource. So getting to the shout outs, as always, we start with Fraser Ramsey, the company that likes to clean there in Edinburgh, Scotland. So, of course, they call it Edinburgh Dusters. That makes sense. And a shout out and thanks to the co-host today, this guy. He's been our co-host for umpteen shows now and lives in the UK, so it makes us international. We're famous. Thanks to Huzza, it's got us set up onto their interface with Huzza.io, And Screencast-O-Matic is the Windows screen recorder, hopefully, that we're getting audio from today, that we're going to have the show online. The Friends Just Chatting element of Blab, if you're not familiar with Blab, that's where we first met each other. It's blab.im, and it's a secure site, so you have to put in HTTPS. But weekday mornings, you'll look for the blue earth there, the icon for Friends Just Chatting. That's a room that's devoted itself to Friends Just Chatting. And remember that fellow I introduced as the co-host a minute ago? Well, if it was football, he's the quarterback in that huddle. He starts it off every day and has He's got the T-shirt, right. And no reference to Christmas, right, with the red shirt and the green background. It just happened.
We won't go there.
Okay. So if you're watching us on YouTube, thanks for that. Give us a thumbs up if you would. If you want to be a patron of this show, there's a link in the show notes for that. There's also a question. It's probably the most asked question in my life and also the least answered. So I'd encourage you to give that question a look. It's just a simple yes, no. Thanks to Stitcher and Spreaker, iTunes, all the people that we talked about before. Follow the Guy or Crook Report on Facebook, if you would, on Twitter. And so on that, oh, wait a minute. Did I forget anything?
Songwriting.
Yes.
We mentioned the guy who likes to clean, but can we write a song?
That's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. We've done some research. Companies that like to clean don't necessarily mean that they like to write music, okay? And we probably should leave it with that. I won't play you a sample of the song because I don't have a sample of the song, nor do I ever want to get one. It's not very good. So now that we've roasted our favorite shout-out person, I'm going to do this famous phrase, the company that likes to clean, and all of us here at the Guy or Crook Report want you to know that it's over because I'm going to say it's a wrap.